group of Aboriginal people were kayaking up to where this place is, and we haven't released the name of the place so we can keep it protected, but they were kayaking up there to visit the site, and they went up into the rock shelter and they discovered that somebody had been in there and had used a rock to scratch away the face of some rock art, some hand stencils that were in the rock shelter.
How does it make you feel to think that someone's actually gone there and purposely done that in what you're saying is a remote spot?
I think I can speak for the Aboriginal community in Tasmania when I say, you know, we're very disappointed, very angry at this having happened. We've seen, you know, vandalism occur to our heritage places in the past, and it's a very sensitive thing. We're really angry about what happened in this instance because there's so much that could have occurred to protect this place. The way there was a subdivision that was approved really close to it. The government has had opportunities to change the laws that govern Aboriginal heritage or, you know, oversee Aboriginal heritage and to make the penalties for destruction a lot harsher and a lot, you know, more in line with historic heritage or white heritage, and involving Aboriginal people in the management of these heritage places, and even giving Aboriginal people ownership of our own heritage. I mean, none of these things are recognised in the Aboriginal Relics Act, which is that law that I was referring to. So, you know, a lot more could have been done to prevent it. You know, we're just really disappointed that this has happened.
And have you had any response regarding the latest destruction?
The Premier made an announcement, but it was pretty weak. I think they made some sort of suggestions that they were going to have a look at the laws now, but, you know, really it's a case of trying to do something now that the damage has already occurred, and, you know, I doubt whether they'll really do anything anyway. The state government has shown no leadership in regards to Aboriginal heritage, and they've placed a low value on our heritage, and they're encouraging these high impact activities in these really sensitive areas. So the general public aren't getting the impression from the state government that Aboriginal heritage is worth protecting, which is a real shame.
Just on that topic, coming up to the election, is there anything else that you've seen regarding your own state and land mentioned by the politicians?
Not really. Look, we've got no faith in the current state government in Tasmania, the Liberal government. They've got a terrible record of handing land back. We haven't seen any decent land returns for a while. You know, like I said, they've shown no leadership with heritage protection. Yeah, I think, you know, it's time for a new government here in Tassie.
Who do you think has done this vandalism? Have you got any idea of what reason they would have had to do this kind of destruction?
No, at this stage we're unaware of the individuals. Obviously, you know, it's a deliberate act. You know, they've defaced Aboriginal art, and I don't know what their reason is. It's, yeah, there's obviously racism behind it. But, yeah, look, it's definitely disappointing, and, you know, I hope those people get caught and prosecuted. Even though the penalties are so low under the law, the damage to the art inside the rock shelter, I believe, is irreparable. They've scratched right through the ochre into the rock. You know, it's quite deep scratching. I don't know, you know, much about restoration and what can happen now. But, you know, it's definitely never going to be the same again, and you'll always see those scars of the vandalism.
You've had a bit of a win recently with the four-wheel drive tracks on the west coast of Tasmania. Can you tell us a bit more about what happened there?
Yeah, so what happened there was the Liberal government had made an election promise to open up these tracks into these really sensitive Aboriginal heritage areas on the west coast. And, you know, immediately we're up in arms about it because these places are really well preserved. They're, you know, these beautiful ancient Aboriginal landscapes, these cultural landscapes, and they're relatively intact. So the government wanted to open them up so that, you know, ATVs and four-wheel drives could just drive all over our middens, and people could get access into these areas that had been quite isolated. And so we took the state government to the federal court. We got an emergency injunction, and then we had a full court hearing in which we won, and so that, you know, prevented them from opening the tracks. The state government have since appealed that decision, so now we're waiting to hear what the result of the appeal is, and I'm not sure when that'll happen, but it's be quite soon, I reckon. So we sort of had a win, but, you know, now we're back in court.